This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. When talking about debt, the challenge of getting out of debt and staying out of debt, it seems like everything in the discussion is negative. For many, the challenge is daunting. So rather than giving a step-by-step approach to getting out of debt, Paul gives a surprising solution to the problem in Romans 13:8. He suggests that the only legitimate debt any of us should maintain is the continuing debt to love one another. His reason for saying this in verse 8 is this: for he who loves his fellow man has fulfilled the law. Christians should live in such a way that the righteous requirements of the law are fulfilled in their lives. Which laws are included in Paul's argument? Listen to verse 9. The commandments: do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not covet, and whatever other commandment there may be. If you are still not clear what the Christian life should look like in daily behavior before a watching world, Paul sums up what he means by quoting the second great command after loving God: love your neighbor as yourself. If you genuinely love your neighbor, you will not be debtor to him. You will not expect him to carry you financially. In fact, you will work at whatever you can put your hand to so you can take care of your own financial obligations, and with whatever is left over, seek to help others who are in need. It's the practical outworking of what Jesus taught in Acts 20:35. It is more blessed to give than to receive. That mindset and heart set will motivate you to become debt-free, except for the debt to love others. If you'd like to reflect further on these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.